Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
Booyah!
Yeah.
That's good. I love that. Damn.
Hell yeah.
Kind of sexy.
Yeah. Must have missed it the first time.
Damn. Played it last week. Yeah.
I know, but I like it.
It is good.
That's why I did it.
Okay, thank you. We're going to honor you right now.
Don't you love this, like, hateful little fun-loving spats that we have on here? I love when y'all bicker back and forth.
Oh, man. We got some good stuff today. We got a clip I forgot about. It's one of those clips where, you know, somebody gets out of surgery. Somebody thinks they're going to record a fun little moment that quickly turns sideways. But we'll start off with a guy who, I don't know when this happened, but he's trying to, repair his own yard, I guess you could say. Cut his own trees down.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if he's a professional, but he started to cut a tree and quickly realized that tree is not going the right way.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
It's actually headed toward his house.
Good God.
So you're going to hear the guy yell, and then you're going to hear the tree hit his house.
Oh, God.
And it sounded like it might have destroyed most of it.
Oh, my God. How horrible.
It's a short clip, but he yells when he realizes it's going the wrong way.
Well, yeah. I heard that part and then the crash afterwards. I'm just saying, like, why would you then release this to the internet? Like, I would be like, it was a drive-by sawing. Some prankster cut my tree down and fell on the house.
I don't know. It's like you always questioned back in the day before you knew what the bit was with funny videos. How are they capturing this at the right time? They just happen to be filming. So many people a week just happen to be filming and then it turns into a moment.
God, don't crush my soul now.
I know.
Or you think the kids are really meaning to hit their dads in the nuts with wiffle ball bats? Like, this is like, you know what? It'll hurt dad, but we might win $10,000 and go to Disney World.
I mean, look.
Is it still $10,000? It's got to be like 50 now with inflation.
And with a shirt. I think you get a shirt, too.
Oh, you get a shirt? Wow.
Oh, boy.
That means there's a bunch of people in Haiti wearing shirts. I went when it was just $10,000 from... Tom Bergeron. Bob Saget gave me this. I didn't win $10,000, but Bob Saget gave me this.
I got a Saget
t-shirt. Right.
He did barbecues handing out the shirts to his army.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, prank names. A lot of prank names out there. And we got a guy here who made here's the compilation, who always went to Walmart and always got them to announce the fake name over
this
the PA.
This is beautiful.
You know, and with these pranksters.
Damn,
that's what they are.
I know. And then when we do our graduation list, you know, paying tribute to those who graduated each year, there'll be some of these names that, you know, maybe international names or just names we've never heard of before that they have kind of wonky names, and people will chuckle and laugh and say these mean things.
They'll try to sneak them in. Here's a compilation of some that he's gotten the workers to say over the years.
Did you make a call? I lost my little brother.
All right, okay.
Well, his first name is Dixon.
Dixie?
This is Dixon.
Dixon, okay.
His last name is Yaz.
Dixon Yaz?
Yes.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Dixon Yaz, please come to the fitting room. Your party is waiting. Dixon Yaz, please come to the fitting room. Your party is waiting. Thank you.
He must work at Dixon Farms, right?
God bless.
He even spells it out, D-I-X-O-N.
The echo is like the Lou Gehrig freaking retirement speech.
I'm so immature.
Today, we're looking for Dixon Yaz. Yes.
I played him out of order. Here's the compilation.
Leona Peters to electronics, please.
No. Barry McCockner to electronics, please.
Dixie Brett, please come to back electronics.
Wayne Carter, cousin of Wayne Electronics.
Dean Dolberry, please meet your nephew in the electronics department.
Lee Ebon, please come see electronics.
Ben Overbitt, please come to electronics.
Dr. Gary, come to electronics. Your party is waiting.
Jenna Coles, please go to electronics to meet your party.
Dill Doe.
What?
That's a guy at the end. He said it clear as day. Dale Doe.
That's great.
Oh my God. I'm crying. God,
somebody use AI to make a deer that has the face of Dale Earnhardt.
What?
Dale Doe.
Oh. I thought that was a real thing.
Dale Wonderful.
Doe. I was like, God, you got to show me that picture.
Oh, some kind of species has been made at some kind of Three Mile Island or something. At the face of the Intimidator, the body of a deer.
Trying to picture it now. A deer that looks like Dale Earnhardt. That's
Nothing incredible. Runs like a deer. You ain't seen this one. It looks like Dale in the face, guys. That sucker goes fast, real fast.
This guy never gets caught. They got the one guy who'll go to Walmart and he'll just fart in the speaker.
That guy's great.
It's the same guy who'll fart in his grandma's oxygen.
Oh.
Oh, that's
the best one there is the one that is so believable until you say it in Jenna Tolls. Like, if you saw it written down, you would not know it until you said it.
But if you heard Dixon, yes.
If you read it, like, who's a famous person with the last name Dixon? Besides the farmer.
Richard.
Donna.
No, that's Nixon.
Who'd you say? Donna Dixon.
Donna Dixon.
I said Richard.
Richard Dixon. No, not Tricky Dick.
Otis.
I don't remember the joke.
I don't either. Silly.
So you know those funny little moments where somebody gets gassed in surgery and they're like, oh, we're going to make a little viral video. Mm-hmm. Well, this mom tried to do it and it turned on her.
Was she using PVC glue by chance?
No, she was using the glue. But
okay, good.
Her poor kid's choking. She's choking after surgery and, well, she'll tell you why she's choking.
I'm choking.
No, you're not choking. No, listen to
I'm
me.
I'm choking.
No, come on.
You want to guess what she's choking on?
I don't know. How's age with the kid? Person?
The gauze.
She's obviously a teenager, which I can't believe she says what she's about to say.
Come on.
Choking on a big fat.
No.
No.
No. Baby sick.
No.
Baby. No.
Oh, my God.
One more. I got to hear it again.
All right, hang on.
I had my mind in the gutter, got out of the gutter, but we were in the gutter.
Hang on a second.
I'm screaming today when I talk a lot. I don't know why. It's probably aggravating people. No need to text if it is.
I'm choking. No, you're not choking. No, listen to
I'm
me.
I'm choking.
No, come on.
I'm choking on a big snack.
No.
Oh, my God.
No. Baby sick.
No.
Baby.
I love the enthusiasm, Mom. No!
No!
Hey, no, you ain't choking on that. God, she was so...
I gotta call the cable company and get that channel taken off now. I thought it was just British stuff.
God, the way she looked at her. What she said.
Even the sounds, I was like, all right, yeah. The sounds are even too close. Golly, boom, Paige.
Oh, you know how you got your kid will always try to get your attention when mm-hmm. they're so young? Like, hey, look at me.
Yeah.
Well, this kid in this clip does that, and his mom's not too happy because he hurt himself. And she got mad at him for hurting himself. You're going to hear him hit the floor, and it's going to sound awful.
Oh, Lord.
He's trying to make himself fall on purpose. to make her laugh. And
is this Steve-O Jr.?
It might be. It didn't work out in his favor.
Yeah.
Can I do something real quick?
No.
3, 2, 1.
I told you not to do that. You done knocked the fucking wind out yourself. Silly shit. What's wrong?
I have to again.
You don't knock the wind out yourself.
Go ahead and say from now on, we play them each twice. Because the first one, you're laughing, you can't even hear it so good. It's so good. But I have sad.
Yeah, here we go.
Can I do something real quick?
No.
3, 2, 1.
I told you not to do that. You done knocked the fucking wind out yourself. Silly shit. What's wrong?
I gotta call him a silly ass too.
That's what happened. Like, hey, that's how I was growing up. It wasn't, oh, are you okay? It's like, you dumbass, what are you doing?
I told you.
He hit. That
was loud. Who was videoing him or the mom?
I think he set his camera up.
Oh,
and then he throws himself back like he's gonna take a bump.
Oh, God.
He didn't tuck the chin, brother. You knocked the wind out yourself.
Tuck the chin, elbows down.
Oh, we're going to finish with this kid.
Paige, you know how to do a back bump?
Take a bump.
She just did her head back. I know. you didn't tuck the head.
You'll get concussed.
Okay.
So, look, sometimes like motivational speakers show up to the school, try to get the kids jazzed up about learning.
Oh, yes.
Trying to motivate them. This kid here ain't having it. We definitely going to hear this one, Todd. I'd laugh like hell when I played this one. This kid, because I could see his face. We all knew a kid like this. He ain't happy. He ain't having it.
Good afternoon, parents. Good afternoon, boys and girls.
Shut the f*** up.
Hey. Not nice.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
You need to leave?
No, bitch.
Good boy.
Oh, my gosh.
He just straight out said it.
Man. Do you hear Mr. and Mrs. Honky over there saying, no, thank you, no, thank you?
That's like the guy from the video.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, Terry, what's up? Hi, how's it going?
What's going on, Terry? Hi, how's
shocking.
It going?
We're in the suburbs.
No, thank you.
Yeah. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments. Some of them been screenshot by you, the P1s. Sent in anonymously, of course, to the RiseGuys at AOL.com. And I'll remind you of this. Names have been changed, as they always are, to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and it's stupid.
This is Facebook fussing. Scene number one, Facebook fussing. Playing the role of Buff Slutman is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Punkin is Mattman. Playing the role of Elizabeth Liz is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Snuff is Paige. And also playing the role of narrator is Paige. And action.
Buff Slutman posts the following on Facebook.
Man, I'm hungry. Hey, ladies. Who's going to cook me some dinner when I get off of work? Scratching chin emoji, crying laughter.
Yeah, man. Good luck with that, Blag. LOL.
I'll cook for you, but there's a catch.
Yeah, there always is. LOL.
Uh-oh. I'm afraid to ask, but what's the catch?
Well, I'll cook for you. But you gotta blank me first. Two winker emojis.
Hello! Two big eyeball emojis.
Dude. Yeah, damn dummy. If you ain't sliding in them DMs right now, post a gif of Ricky Henderson sliding into second base.
Well, I tell you, that was blunt AF, LOL.
Well, you know me, I'm a straightforward person. I just say what I want.
Yeah, I noticed. I noticed.
Yeah, I did too.
Well, I think I was a little too forward for old BS, two crying laughers. Talking about you, Buff Slutman.
Trust me, you weren't too forward with him.
Not just too forward, but maybe a bit thirsty. I think we could agree, actually. A lot of thirst, we can agree.
That's cute. I give you that, I guess.
Thanks, middle finger emoji.
Oh, hell. Cat fight.
No, I don't do that. Not on Facebook, anyway.
Well, I don't fight girls anymore, so.
Hey, hang on now. It was just a joke, everybody. I can cook, really.
You can't call that cooking.
See, now, that's the problem with Facebook. People take it just too damn serious. You see the reaction I got just for talking blank. I can't even right now. I can't even right now, three crying laughers.
Well, I mean, it's public, so if you want to look trashy, then that's on you, baby girl. You wear it well, though.
Wow. Wow. You probably don't feel too good right now, I understand. But if you remove that stick from your ass, then maybe you'd feel better. I am not bringing or banging your man. I mean, you'd know if I was. You know why? Because you'd never see him again. And if you don't like it, step off. Because I'm going to talk blank to who I want to, and you can just keep scrolling, 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 scrolling. Huh?
Her man? Wait a minute now. I got a girlfriend now? Scratching chins emoji. No, he's not my man. He could be. And he'd be damn happy if he was. But good luck with your approach. Maybe try another one. Ho, I'm single AF, BTW.
How are you single?
Duh. Everybody can see why. Because she's such a bitch on Facebook, that's why. Note to you, Liz. You can blank my ass blank. I was joking. Don't worry about what does not concern you.
Anything on your body is probably like throwing a hot dog down a hallway. It's just going to get lost anyway.
All right, bye, ho, with an E, like a tool you'd use in the yard. Have fun being alone tonight.
Eat a blank.
Yo, bitch.
I'm single because I know my worth. I won't settle for just anybody. I got a good job and no kids, so I'm definitely a catch.
I slide with Les on this one. Sorry, Pumpkin, but I think she's got you messed up. Worse than a cricket in a hubcap. Besides, Les, if you're looking, I'd love to take you out. That's okay.
No thanks. Have you seen your face? Burned, fat ass. Crying, laughing emojis.
Whatever, whore.
End scene. You know, only the names were changed in it. That was a literal conversation that people had about dinner. You say, oh, what are you going to have for dinner tonight? What's it going to go to? It turned into that.
Well.
It turned into that.
Yeah. He must be pulling it. Old Buff Slutman.
What a name. How'd you come up with Buff Slutman?
That was part of the character.
Oh.
I don't know. It's just kind of, it's like appeared to me. I think I said Buff Bagwell. What a slut, man. Because he was, there was a time he was a man whore. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to talk about it.
The Missy Hyatt days.
I think it's literally how I came up with it.
All right. Well, I'll give you the back story on how I came up with these names. Scene two. Playing the role of ugly Bobby Eaton. It's Paige. Playing the role of Jocelyn Cox. It's Fat Boy. Playing the role of Jonovan. It's Matt Man.
That's a good name.
Playing the role of Sammy Salsa.
That's
Fat
one.
Boy.
That's the funny one.
Playing the role of Chubby will be Matt Man. And action.
Jocelyn posts a picture of a woman and a man standing beside a station wagon with the caption, R.I.P. Mom. It's been 23 days, but I can't forget you quick so fast. Here's Mom with some famous TV guy. She won that station wagon on the game show, and she was lucky they brought.
That's Dix Van Dyke.
Excuse me? That's my mom. That's her station wagon. And what did you just call me?
Sorry, I typed that wrong because I almost exclusively talk to text because, I'm lazy as all get out.
Okay.
I'm Chubby.
I don't even know who you are, Chubby. First off, okay. And third, you need to watch the slurs, okay? I have a very diversified portfolio of friends, so read and heed.
Sorry to intrusive Jocelyn Cox, but Chubby is actually 100% correct.
No, he's not. That's not a van, it's a station wagon. And my mom was not into women or sports, and who the hell are you?
Well, then allow me to introduce myself. My name is Jonovan.
Okay, I still don't know you. I have my S set to private. What the hell?
I actually S'd my privates before.
Hey, man. How much are you asking for the van, man?
I'll throw my app in the ring and offer $500 if she runs.
What? She doesn't run. He's died. Read the caption. And it's a station wagon, not a van. Maine. Who are you people? Some guy named Sammy Salsa? One named Ugly Bobby Eaton and some 90-day fiancé reject named Chubby?
Hey, I never applied, so you can kiss my hog head.
That's my favorite deli meat.
Hello again, Jocelyn Cox, but did you forget about me?
I still don't know who you are.
Oh, me? I am Jonovan. But to my point, my friend here, Cubby, is right, although he needed a comma in there somewhere. It ain't Cubby. I hate Chicago. It's Chubby, and you can smooch my gooch.
You know what? I am busy, but maybe later. Jocelyn Cox, as it were, in regards to your listing, you said that is your mother standing with a vehicle and a famous television man, yes?
Hey, Chico, when you said she's dead, are you saying there's no motor or what?
What I'm saying to you, Jocelyn, is the TV man is Dick Van Dyke.
Okay. I know he looked familiar. He was in Mary Poppins and Murder, She Wrote.
No, Ugly Bobby Eaton. No, that was Diagnosis Murder, not Murder, She Wrote. Anyway, que será estos gringos esta mucha freaking muchos locos.
Who the hell do you think you are, Mr. I Am DB?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, I am Jonovan.
Hey, any of y'all had that foot-long churro from Subway? Like, does it fill you up enough?
I didn't care for it myself, Chubby, but for real. Hey, Jocelyn Cox, if you want to scrap that station wagon or van, man, call me Sammy Salsa.
I asked for a price first up, S.O. bitch.
What?
That what? Was S.O. She didn't say
what?
S.
What is going on? Who are you people? I was trying to honor my dead mom.
I understand, Joshua, but you posted it here on Marketplace, not your personal profile.
I was thinking that might be the case.
Ha, ha, ha. What a dummy.
You thought this was your Facebook page.
Well, you rub dogs with your daddy. So.
You meant dongs, but you can't type, you dumb fool.
Insane. Sammy Salsa.
Sammy Salsa, who talked like Razor Ramon.
All right. Let me buy that van, man, yo.
Poor ugly Bobby Eaton. Hung like a horse, but he... He can't talk worth a damn.
He struggled a little. S.O.
Ooh. What you just heard was real. I don't know that the joke hit. I don't know the joke hit.
It's one of those that kind of gets you later.
Maybe you read it and get it. I admit that.
Simmers for a little bit.
Oh, me? I am Jonathan. What you just heard was real. Those were real Facebook arguments. Screenshot and sent in by Tim Looper.
Loop!
Anonymously, of course. Names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This has been another edition of Facebook Fussin'. Yeah! Yeah!
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, you know what I found out? The pepper necklace has a name.
And a lulula.
Yeah, something like that. And he got it back, and then he lost it again.
Yeah, but you know what? I was at Old Time Pottery, and they sell those there. And they're not real peppers. Did you notice that some of the red's flaking off the peppers?
No.
Yeah. It's.
But I would like one. It'd be pretty cool to have a pepper necklace.
But if it was real peppers, that would, like, it would open your insides
burn
wide
yourself.
Open.
Yeah,
it would burn your neck.
Yes. Yeah.
But we're not Samoan, so could we wear a pepper necklace?
We are not Samoan.
Well.
You want to try it tomorrow, fat boy?
I'm going to have to go look at him and see. I got some time to kill. I'm going to say, could you direct me to your pepper necklace?
Where are your lulula lace? Or lulas?
Falubalu, or whatever it is. Blavali.
He left clumps. No, the thing that the Samoans wear. A ulula. I'm not sure.
What?
I don't know how to say it. It's ulula.
I know it's got like two words.
Some of the, you know, even mastering the English language is very tough. Mm-hmm. We were talking the other day about Mario Kart, perennially the favorite game of, I mean, if you don't like Mario Kart, like, I
you just don't like to drive, I guess.
Like, what is your deal?
You're easily triggered.
We're talking about the characters on there, and there was one that we realized that I could not say. Just too much tongue, not enough, whatever it is. I'll say it right now. Tolls 2. See?
See?
I turn it, I leave the L off, or I go Toadstool.
In your defense, we all had trouble with it, honestly.
Toadstool. See?
Told.
I got to think about it to say it right. But if I say a fat toadstool, well, I should did it at that time. Because I was saying stool and told.
Told.
Toadstool. See?
Toad.
Toad.
Toadstool.
Now, here's, I figured out the problem. In the South, when you say someone told me that, when you say it without thinking, you say, somebody towed me that. Like you tow in the line, like you towed a truck.
That's exactly right.
Somebody towed me that. Toad. Toadstool. Toadstool. See?
Toadstool.
And if you're out there right now saying it right, something else is wrong with you.
You got to break it up into two words almost just to see it.
Toadstool. Yeah.
Because it runs together and that's where it gets you.
Toadstool.
Toadstool.
Toadstool. So it was like, you know, everybody was like, hey, you should get, hey, baby, Mary, your mother to say it. And yesterday we had a nice little visit. And in between episodes of Matlock and Gunsmoke.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama. She stood up. I didn't know where she was going. I was like, oh man, let me ask you this real quick while you're not thinking about it. And this is the audio.
Say the word. It's one word, but it's two words, like a combo word. The word toad, like a frog, and then stool, like you say it, set on. Toadstool.
Toadstool.
Say it real fast.
Toadstool.
It's hard. I couldn't say it on the air.
I can't say toad.
You said it.
Toadstool.
Toadstool. See, I say toadstool.
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 Toadstool. I said stew.
I say it wrong.
Toasto.
Toasto.
Toasto. I gotta go.
What do you gotta do?
Gotta go.
She's going to the bathroom.
I love her.
I gotta go. I was like, where you gotta go?
I gotta go.
I've had enough.
Leave me alone.
See, leave me alone.
When she wasn't thinking about it, she said it right. But then the more, see, it's the opposite with us in my family. I tried not to say the last name here recently. It's the toadstool. Toadstool.
I think she says it here if this is the right one.
The first time.
I said stew.
I say it wrong.
Toasto.
No, that's not it.
Toadstool.
She said it right the very first time, but then trying to say it again. Toadstool.
Toadstool. I gotta go.
Like she turned into like
go.
Demon light there at the end. I gotta go.
He's wait, done. Go. Mic drop.
I'll say it if you help me find Monk.
Get Monk on the TV when
oh
I come
my
back.
Gosh.
Toadstool.
Toadstool.
That was so good.
It's not easy.
Great.
Toadstool.
She keep asking. Listen to me. She keeps asking when she's gonna come back on the show, and it's like we gotta have a reason for it. Like what? What do you? What? You know?
Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah.
Because she likes to. Well, she watches a lot of shows.
Yes. But the Olympic thing, she didn't want to talk about that because, you know.
Well, yeah. I kind of get that.
She was probably shocked by the.
She didn't like it.
I didn't.
You think I didn't like it? She really didn't like it. But, you know, there's not been any big award shows or, I guess, you know. Her health, and for
Dancing
those who are texting
stars,
in, she's getting a lot better.
Oh, really?
Health-wise, yeah.
That's good.
Like, she's doing really, really well.
Is she at a point where you didn't think she'd be at?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like.
That's great news.
Night and day.
Dang, I wonder what happened. Like what the sudden turn was.
I know what it was. I mean, she was. I'm not a doctor.
Almost.
Sometimes I'm confused as one.
You dug up animal bones.
That's an archaeologist. But. She was on a medication that me and other family members were like, that'll make sense. It feels like it's the root of the problem or whatever. And then finally, a heart doctor agreed. So I'm part of his practice now. He hired me.
Look
on.
At that.
He knew. No, but it was.
That people just try to throw a
fluid,
pill at it.
Fluid pills is what it was. And it was literally causing her to retain water and fluid around her heart.
Why do doctors get like that?
I don't know.
Like, hey, it's not working, buddy. Something else, please. I'm not going to think any less of you. It's not really an ego hit for you.
Yeah.
You prescribe something that doesn't work, just try again.
But you know what the crazy thing is? On one, because, you know, you go to various different hospitals and they're in different organizations and, you know, they don't always match and you got to pay it. On one set of books, my mother has congestive heart failure. On the other side, she had pneumonia.
Oh, goodness.
What?
Nobody in that hospital ever said the word pneumonia to her. But on the book, she had pneumonia. But on their book, she had congestive heart failure.
Was I going back to that hospital?
I'm just like, man, they can't even agree on that. But the good thing about it is she's doing fantastic. She's, like her heart doctor said, night and day is what it's like. She's doing a whole lot better.
Because it gets the whole family in a mix-up, too, you know, when you get that misinformation. Or, you know, a wrong prescription or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she's doing a whole lot better. And I really appreciate those of you in the audience that, like, prayed for her and kept her. And you were asking about her and stuff. She's doing a whole lot better.
I want that doctor's name is what I'm saying.
You mean Detroit?
I'm going to go give him a good fist up to the head.
Dr. Detroit. That's who it was.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.